You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good morning, New England. With 50,000 watts of political talk all across the New England area, you are tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston, and we're joined in studio by a candidate running for the open seat in the 7th Middlesex District for state rep, Yolanda Greaves. Good morning, Yolanda. Thanks for coming in for this morning to join us.
Well, good morning, John, and good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me. Look forward to talking with you about the candidacy.
So, yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. You're currently a selectman in Ashland, a former chair of the school committee and former chairman of the Board of Selectmen in Ashland, a great candidate running as a Republican for the open seat. What's going on?
Well, I look forward to this opportunity to talk to you guys and your listeners about why I'm running for the 7th Middlesex District State Rep seat. I feel that I can take the knowledge and experience I've gained from being on the Board of Selectmen and on school committee and represent Ashland and six precincts in Framingham.
So how can people learn more about your campaign and get involved?
Well, there's two ways. They can go to my website, yolandagreaves.com, and has a little bit about me and ways to get involved. I also have a Facebook page, Yolanda Greaves for State Rep, where I post events that I'm going to and events that were happening.
Well, as you were probably listening, we've got an issue already that you can talk about, and that's Nyanza. And the development that is really starting to progress and it's interesting that development has gone from 900 units of houses and apartments to, I think, what now it's around 400.
398.
Close enough for 400. So, and it's actually, I think, the first time that people have really said, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. And I guess my question is, you know, where's everybody been? I know this has been, and maybe they were lulled into a sense of false security because there's been so many starts and stops over this the last 20 years. So I'm thinking people might have just said, that's never going to happen. And here we are.
Right. I think we had a great forum in Ashland on Thursday night. And fortunately, our town manager, Mike Herbert, was able to take people through the process of what and how that development got to where it is today. The rail transit district, which is a different kind of zoning, was approved back in our town meeting in 2000 to say, look, we want to create rail transit district, a housing that's near a train, so that people who want to work in Boston and Worcester, now that the train is going and was going in both directions, can live right there by the train, and maybe then they don't need cars to get back and forth to work. And the town approved it. The town thought it was a great idea. And there was a lot of discussion back and forth. Michael continued his discussion to say then, and I believe it's 06 or 08, there were plans. But because of the economy, the project got stalled. The developer that was doing it decided not to. That brings us forward to about 2013, when Bob Gaynor, who is the property owner, started working with Campanelli and Thorndike, and they came back and got their permits reviewed and reestablished. And there has been discussion. And to your point, Terry, is, you know, were people not listening or were they just not aware of where the property is and what its impact could be? So the rail transit has been right there by the train station, right on Magunko Hill. But as a current member of the Board of Selectmen, I was paying attention back then, but my feeling has always been, and it is right now, that the town approved the zoning for that. We've been working with the developer, and our goal right now, and John has said this as well as a member of the Board of Health, is to work and make sure that as it goes forward and whatever work gets done up there, it gets done safely so that there is no impact on the cap or that we have any of any issues, health issues moving forward.
So I guess if I were a resident of Ashland, which I am,
yep.
Haven't got rid of you yet.
Yeah, well, I'm working on it. But anyway, what would I have to I guess my concern is pretty deep because here's this Superfund site with all of these heavy metals that have drained into the river and are still in the Sudbury River.
Correct.
So I suspect if you went fishing behind the VFW there, you'd probably get some interesting fish out of there as far as, you know, chromium and other heavy metals. But, you know, if I were the developer, I'd be concerned. You know, here's this project, and don't know if it's going to be able to go. As a select woman, you ought to be concerned because you have citizens that are basically up in arms now.
Oh, of course.
And rightfully so, I guess. But, you know, where's the middle ground on this? How do we, as residents of Ashland, know that this cap, who's now 28 years old, out of a 30-year life, you know, what has to be done to either refurb it or replace it? Because that's really up to the EPA, since they really have that job. And we all know moving the EPA is not an easy task, any large government organization. So, you know, who's really the point person to make all this happen, get the EPA in line and the state, and also be fair to the developer?
So we've been working through our town manager and through our chair to respond to MEPA reports that have come out regarding mm-hmm. the potential dangers or non-potential dangers. And I think what I find interesting is the discussion of the blasting has brought more awareness to what's going on the cap. As you said, it's now at 28 years. It has a potentially 30-year lifespan. So I think there could be a lot of good coming out of this discussion because it is making the EPA and DEP and people in town sort of reminding them that, oh, yeah, we do still have this issue, but as a town, we are still growing. Ashland is very desirable. People want to live in Ashland. We have great schools. We have great volunteerism, and people hear that, and they want to live there. And through any housing studies, it has been shown that we are going to need the additional housing. It's going to help with our affordable housing stock. So I think, as I said, we want to make sure that as this move forward, it gets done in a safe way. We are currently reviewing the blasting plan. We have experts looking at different studies. We are working with the people who manage the MassWorks grant, and we're going to make sure that whatever happens, however it happens, it's done safely and within the limits. And I believe this is a developer who does not want to come in and make things negative for our town.
No.
They want to make sure that if they're going to build this project, that it's going to be someplace people want to live. Otherwise, it's not worth it to them. So I think we just need to work with them and understand that for many people, this is a very personal issue, one that I can't identify with, but I can be empathetic to the fact that it is very personal. And I want to make sure that if, you know, as this moves forward, it gets done as safely as possible so that we don't have a reoccurrence of any of these issues moving forward.
We're speaking with Yolanda Greaves, the Republican candidate for the open seat in the 7th Middlesex State Rep race, which will be in November. Yolanda, you've got a lot of experience. Tell the listening audience why you would be the best choice in the Ashland-Framingham area in November to elect you to send you to Beacon Hill to be the next state rep.
Sure. I feel I can bring some balance to Beacon Hill. I've been doing some research and I don't like to do this. I don't want to be pulling the female card, but our population in Massachusetts is over 50% female. And yet our representation at the state level in the state house is only 25%. And I also feel that my experience, I am a fiscally responsible person. I look at how we can be balancing our budget, certainly not by just raising taxes, but making sure that we are spending our tax dollars wisely, that as we make decisions on where we're going to spend money and how we're going to do things, that we do it in a wise and thoughtful way. Also, my experience being on school committee, I'm familiar with Chapter 70 and educational funding, and I think I can bring and help that discussion because it's a continuing discussion that our schools are not getting enough money, but how do we do that and do it in a fair and equitable way? So I think some of those reasons are why I would do a very good job at representing Ashland and the 6 precincts in Framingham on Beacon Hill.
So have you signed the No New Tax Pledge with the CLT?
I have not signed that. I will look at that, though.
Okay. So I know that, the CLT do send out recommendations or, you know, endorsements. So, but you have to sign the pledge. you know, you've got to put a little blood and ink down, you know.
And they hold you to it.
They do.
And they hold you to it.
They do, yeah. You know, unfortunately, the leader of the CLT passed away here, you know, a month or so ago, and Barbara Anderson. So, but it's still a good organization and still very active and influential, especially in the conservative side. Right. So let's pretend it's 2 years from now and you were elected in November and you're running for office again. What are the maybe three or four things you'd be telling your constituents as to what you'd have accomplished in the past 2 years and why they should vote for you again?
Okay. Well, the first would be that I would have looked at the Chapter 70 funding and the process or non-process, and that I've helped or hopefully have helped develop and look at how we can make sure that the funding is equitable and work with people to understand that just because one community needs more money, that other communities may need to give up some of their share. And realize that we can't just make the pie bigger. Sometimes we have to reappropriate the pie, and I hope that I would be able to help with that. The other thing would be that the opioid issue, which is huge here in Massachusetts, has been something that we've been able to battle because I think it's an issue that I would hope that it's done before I get to Beacon Hill in January. But I think it's one of those processes and one of those issues that's going to be ongoing, and we're going to have to look at how we can support people who have the addiction, and that I would have in 2 years that we would have dealt with that and that it's not as big of an issue.
All right. Good. Thank you.
Well, that is a big issue. I mean, the opiate problem and, you know, everybody probably in the studio knows I'm a card-carrying member of the Charlie Baker fan club, and I think he's done a great job to raise the awareness. The campaign that he's going around with the awareness campaign is all great, but I think it's really going to be what the local leaders do on the ground floor with fixing this problem, because, I mean, it's a huge problem. It's just getting bigger and bigger every day. I don't know if you guys saw some of the numbers that just came out that, you know, overdoses have almost gone up 40% just this calendar year. So, I mean, there's a problem. Laws are good, but actions speak more. So, I mean, I'm really glad to hear that you're going to be working on that. To be fully candid, I've known Yolanda for years. She's one of those people, you know, she says she's going to do it, she's going to do it. So, I mean, that's probably the nicest endorsement I can give to somebody in politics, because a lot of people say they're going to do stuff, and they don't.
Well, John, real quick, I just want to, you know, as I talk to people and people say to me, well, you're a politician, and all my years on the school committee and my current time on the selectman, I consider myself a public servant. And I do this because I want to help the people in Ashland. And as I look forward to being the state rep, helping the people in Framingham, I'm a public servant. I am not a politician. Taking this step has been a real eye-opener for me in regards to what it takes to fundraise and make that level and make that commitment and to become a state rep. So I applaud the people before me, and I hope that I can be the public servant that is representing Ashland and Framingham as of January.
All right. So how do people get in touch with you to volunteer and, as important, give you money?
So again, they can go through my website, YolandaGreaves.com. They can also go to my Facebook page, Yolanda Greaves for State Rep. I'm also in the Ashland phone book. My phone number is there. So,
and that's G-R-E-A-V-E-S.
Yep, Yolanda, Y-O-L-A-N-D-A, G-R-E-A-V-E-S.com.
We got about 30 seconds left on this segment. Give us your 30-second elevator speech of why you want to be the next state rep for the 7th Middlesex District.
I want to be able to bring my experience that I've had at the local level up to the state house and help bring some balance up to Beacon Hill.
Well, there you go. That's Yolanda Greaves running as the Republican candidate for the 7th Middlesex, which is all of Ashland and most of South Framingham.
Yeah, it is basically South Framingham. Yeah. And downtown Framingham. Yeah.
Six precincts.
There'll be a September primary, and Yolanda's name will be on the ballot in November. So Yolanda Greaves, 7th Middlesex, a state rep candidate. Thank you for taking a couple minutes to join us here on All Politics is Local. It's the top of the hour. Let's get on top of things with CBS News. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN. Ain't no doubt about it.